Take your Bibles this evening and turn to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter 2. This morning I announced tonight I'm going to talk to our young people. Of course, adults, I think that you can glean a little something from what I say. But I'm going to talk to the young people some about what we call people skills or how we get along with people. Luke chapter 2, I want you to find verse number 48. Luke chapter 2, find verse 48. And would you stand with me real quickly? I'm going to read out loud. You can follow along silently. But I'm going to start with verse 48 in Luke 2, and I'll read to the end of the chapter, which is verse 52. The Bible says this, Luke chapter 2, verse 48. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. If you look back at me, in this story, Jesus is 12. He's 12 years of age. And notice, in verse 52, it said at that age, he was growing in regard to his relationship with God, if you will, and with man. In other words, there was a learning that was going on about how to get along with people. Let me pray for us, and then I'll talk to you. Father, bless us now. I especially want the children and the teenagers to be happy in life. The subject of tonight is very, very simple, but it is so important. It affects every day of our life. I pray, God, that tonight, in a very simple fashion, I'll help us to be better with other people. You love people, God. Help us to learn how to get along with people right, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The story here in this passage of Scripture is Jesus and his parents had gone to Jerusalem. It was time to leave. When they left, Jesus got left behind, and they went back to find him. When they found him, he was in the temple, and at 12 years of age, he was sitting there, and he was amazing. The doctors and the religious leaders, well, they found him and said, Son, you need to go with us. The Bible says that they head back toward home. And when he gets home, it talks about, at the age of 12, how he was growing in his ability, especially with his ability with people. I say this a lot in my preaching. I say this a lot in my ministry because I'm just totally convinced of it. I think there are two major issues in life. One, your relationship with God. Two, your relationship with people. Believe it or not, those things are going to make you or break you in life. Young people, you need to learn to be close to God and to have a good relationship with God and learn how to behave toward God, around God, with God, and for God. Then, we also need to learn how to behave and to get along with people. One of the things that I love about school for young people is the fact that at school, you get around people. And there's a variety of people. And so you get to learn how to get along with people. It's very important. I think there's a lot you can learn in school. We know that we can learn our ABCs, and we can learn to add and subtract, and you can learn algebra, and you can learn diagramming sentences. Ugh. There's so many things that you can learn in school. But young people, let me say to you, one of the things to learn in school, learn people. Learn people. I will make you a promise, young people. If you do not learn how to get along with people, how to properly respond to people, you will not be happy in life. You just won't be happy in life. People that don't know how to get along with people are not usually happy. Matter of fact, so often people that can't get along with people are depressed people. There's just something about it. You say, why? Why would that be so? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Let me tell you something. God loves people. And if you don't learn how to love and cherish that which God loves, you're not going to be happy. You're just not going to be happy because you are not attached to, you're not loving what God loves. If you and I as Christians want to be happy, then we're going to need to love the things that God loves and handle those things the way God would have them to be handled. So young people, you, forgive me. I'm just going to talk to you about some of the different kinds of people that you're going to come across. And you'll have to learn how to respond and how to get along and how to behave around those kind of people and how to talk to different kinds of people. So learn how to get along with people. For instance, there's multiple ways of correcting folks that misbehave in a church service. I could get real loud and be unkind, but I usually don't start there. Usually I do it like this. Young people, now you look right up here, please. Okay, thank you. That's one way to do it. In a moment, if need be, I'll show you another way. Hey, you're going to come across a lot of people and different kinds of people. Young people, you're going to have to learn how to get along with and to work with leaders. Leaders. And mom and dad, they're leaders in your life. A teacher is a leader in your life. A coach is a leader in your life. Let me tell you something, young people. You're going to have to learn how to get along with a leader because someday you're going to get a job. And at that job, you're going to have a boss. You say, what's a boss? A boss is a leader. They're leading you. You need to learn how to let a leader lead you. You need to learn how to follow. I would tell you something about leadership, young people. Sometimes you need to learn when to talk to the leader. And how to talk to the leader. Your mom and dad are teaching you that in life. You ever heard your mom and dad say, zip it? What are they doing? They're preparing you for life. But you know that there are adult people that go to work that don't know when to be quiet. They don't know how to respect their boss. They don't know how to treat their boss. So to every young person in here, you've got to learn how to get along with leadership. If you ride a bus to church, learn how to follow that bus captain, the leader. If you go to one of the kids' clubs here at our church, whether it's the Flyers Club or it's King's Kids or it's Youth Ablaze, learn how to follow the leadership. Learn how to follow mom. Learn how to follow dad. Learn how to follow the instructions of the teacher. Learn how to follow that choir director. You've got to learn how to follow because everywhere you go, there are leaders. And if we don't learn to adjust to leaders, we're not going to be happy in life. You'll be miserable. I'll promise you. But wait a minute. Not only are there leaders out there, there are followers. Now, we've got to learn how to be good around people who follow. Do you know something, young people? There's somebody that's going to lead you someday, but it may be that you someday will lead somebody else. That means there will be people that will follow you. And could I recommend something? Could I recommend that you treat those that follow you the way that you would want to be treated if you were the follower? Learn how to be good to the follower. Learn how to show some respect to the follower. Learn how to set a good example for the follower. Hey, young people, if you at some time in your life had a leader that was, well, maybe they were extra hard on you, or maybe you felt like they mishandled you, I want you to remember something. When you're the leader, remember back to how it felt when you were the follower and a leader mishandled you. You see, you're going to go through life and you're going to be a leader and you're going to be a follower and you're going to have to learn how to get along with both leaders and followers. And I think, children, you probably know this, but I've got to tell you, Everybody has to learn how to get along with angry people. I hate it for you, but there are people that are angry. There are people, now that doesn't mean somebody's angry all the time, but there are some that almost live angry. They are people that have tempers and they're angry. And let me tell you, you're going to have to learn how to work with that. Someday you're going to go to school and somebody's going to be angry there. You got to learn how, what to do and what not to do. Can I recommend that you not make it worse? You're not trying to antagonize, or you're not trying to make them more angry. That's not what you want to do. Look, if mom or dad ever tend to be angry with you, try not to make it worse. You say, why? Well, you see me after the service. I can tell you why I didn't want to make it worse at my house. Boy, if my dad were having a rough day, I did not want to complicate his day, because that would mega complicate my day. But I'm just telling you, there are angry people. You need to learn how to deal with it. You need to learn, hey, let me tell you what you need to do. Don't let angry people make you angry. Don't become like them. You know, the Bible tells us, the Bible says a soft answer turneth away wrath. Now that word wrath is kind of like the word anger. What's it saying? Learn how to talk right if somebody's angry. So I want to learn how to get along with the leaders in life, and I want to learn how to get along with the followers in life. And so I want to treat my followers right, and I want to treat my leader with respect and dignity, and then I'm going to come across some people that are angry, and I want to handle that right. Then there's a behavior that we're all guilty of from time to time, but it's the word proud. And you know what you'll have to do? Young people, you'll have to learn how to get around proud people, and you got to figure out how to handle it. Say, what kind of person is a proud person? Every once in a while, you'll come across somebody, and they think they're always right. They think they're always right. Well, now, nobody's always right. But I'm not really sure that when you come across someone who thinks they're always right, that it's not always your job to tell them, especially if it's your mom or your dad or your teacher or your boss. You say, well, nobody's always right. I know, but you'd be pretty wrong if you try to tell them you're the one who knows whether they're right or wrong. But there are people who think they're always right. My dad used to say, don't be a know-it-all. I remember him saying that. And what's that mean? I've got to remember, I don't know everything. Oh, you say, I know people like that. They just insist they're always right and they can do no wrong. Okay, make sure that you're not like that. Make sure you're not like that. Could I tell you something? Sometimes people that seem to know something, they really do. They really do know something. Now, that doesn't mean that they're supposed to be arrogant. That doesn't mean they're supposed to be proud. But you have to learn how to get around some proud people and figure it out. You got to figure out how to keep going and behave right. So I've got to learn how to get along with the leaders in life. I've got to learn how to get along with my followers in life. I've got to learn how to get along with some angry people. I've got to learn how to get along with people that are full of pride. And boy, this is sad to have to say, but I got to tell you, you're going to have to figure out how you're going to handle it when someone becomes your enemy. And you could have an enemy in first grade. It doesn't take very long for people to begin to terribly misbehave in life. That means there could be somebody that would maybe hate you or despise you and be hurtful toward you. You say, well, preacher, what am I supposed to do? Well, the Bible says we're supposed to love our enemy. Now, remember when I was talking about being angry? Let's not become like them. Here's what I'd recommend. If someone becomes your enemy, don't you become theirs. You don't have to become their enemy. But I think sometimes in life we think, they're my enemy, I'm going to be their enemy. I'm going to help them reap what they have sown. That's not what we're supposed to do. So if you are my enemy, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you. I don't want you to be my enemy. I'm not trying to make you my enemy. I don't want to add to you feeling that way about me. But young people, I don't want it for you. I don't look forward to it for you. But everybody here, at some point in life, will have an enemy. Maybe more than one. Maybe every once in a while, someone will become your enemy. And Jesus took the time to talk about it in the Bible because he thought it was a big deal that we learn how to behave ourselves while we live on this earth and we are around this thing called the human race. We've got to learn how to get around leaders and handle it right and followers. And we've got to learn how to handle angry people and proud people. And we've got to learn how to handle people that are actually our enemies. Let me tell you this also. There's somebody else you got to learn how to handle and how to get along with. And that's people that are hurting. Hurting people. I got to tell you, sometimes when people are hurting, they hurt. If somebody's hurting, they may hurt somebody else. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that happens. If somebody gets hurt and they're mad about the hurt and they are, maybe they're allowing the hurt to continue and it's unreasonable hurt, they may lash out at you. They may be upset with you. Here's what could happen. If you go to school and somebody else comes to school and they had a rough morning and their feelings have been hurt before they got to school, they can come to school and you don't have to say a word or do a thing. They may come in and be nasty toward you and you may say hi and they may throw something at you and they may scowl at you or bark at you or who knows what. Because sometimes hurting people hurt people. Could I tell you? I would say almost everybody that hurts people are hurting in one way or another. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's true. Now, if you don't learn how to get along with hurting people, you're not going to be very happy in life. Oh, not all hurting people are going to be mean to you. Sometimes you just have to learn to let hurting people hurt. You won't always fix everything that's hurt. You say, well, what do I do if I can't fix it? Just love them. Just be kind to them. I call it give them a free pass. If they come in and they don't feel like talking or you get around them and you can tell they're hurt, you don't have to ask them 1 million questions to try to get them to tell you everything that hurts. Sometimes they just need to know that you care about them and that you're interested in them and that you're there for them. But all day long, every day in your life, you're going to be around people. And what will either make you happy or sad are two things. How you get along with God and how you get along with people. Now, just so you know, God will never do anything wrong to you. So you don't really have to worry about him. He's not going to become your enemy. He's going to love you. He's always going to handle himself right toward you. Now, you may not always handle yourself right toward God. But let me say, most people that are miserable in life, a lot of it comes from not being able to get along with people. People. Young people, there are adults in this room tonight that don't want to go to work tomorrow because they're people that's hard to get along with at work. It makes them miserable. They're business owners here. I'll guarantee you, they have a particular client that they have to go see tomorrow and they're thinking, I do not want to go there. I don't want to go see that client. Hey, there are people that just hope a particular family member does not come visit this week. Why? Because they're so hard to get along with, and they're so hurtful. Young people, if you want to be happy in life, you've got to figure out this thing about getting along with people. Jesus was 12 years of age, and the Bible specifically tells us that he had a good relationship with God, and he learned and he figured out how to maneuver through the relationships of life so he could get along to the best of his ability with people. You say, but they crucified him. That was their mistake, not his. It wasn't that Jesus couldn't get along with people, it's that people were broken. So you see, we've got to figure out this thing of getting along with leaders. We've got to figure out how to get along when it's our turn to lead with the followers. You got to figure out what to do with angry people. You got to figure out what to do with Mr. Know-it-all, the one that is proud. You got to learn, what am I going to do if I get an enemy? What am I going to do if someone's hurting? You're going to come across people in life that are spoiled and stingy. There are people that are stingy. Let me say to you, it's always right in the Christian life to be good to people and put other people first. But I'm going to promise you, you're going to come across someone that if there's one cookie, they'll take it and run, and they don't care whether you get a cookie or not. There are people, young people, you're going to get to work, and there are going to be people there that do not care about you, and they want to prosper, and they don't care whether you prosper. Matter of fact, they'll try to steal your prosperity from you so that they can have it. Why? Because they're stingy. They're spoiled. The most important person in their life is themselves. You say, there are people out there like that? Yes, don't you be like that. And you'll learn, you'll see. You'll get around them. You'll see. They're there. There are adults that could stand in here today and say, yeah, there are people out there just like that. Life is all about them, and what do they get out of it? And they don't care about anybody but themselves. It happens, and it happens a lot. Oh, let me tell you something. Young people, don't marry a stingy person. You will be miserable. You say, well, who do you marry? You marry someone that knows how to give. You marry somebody that's more concerned about you than they are about themselves. You marry someone that's concerned about your feelings, not just their own, and what you want, not just what they want. Hey, and you ought to be the same way toward them. You'll never be happy in marriage if you're stingy. And so, young people, you want to marry someone that knows how to share. I suppose mom and dad have talked to you about that, haven't they? Sharing. That's what Christians do. But I'll guarantee you, the next time you find yourself depressed, the next time you're at the bottom, ask yourself two questions. How's my relationship with God? Check on that. Then check and see how your relationship is with people. Because it makes a big difference. Now, let me tell you this. You've got to learn how to get along with mean people. Now, when I talked about angry people earlier, I talked about somebody just lost their temper. You're going to have to learn how to handle that. But do you know there are some people that are mean? The Bible talks about mean people. They're just mean. I think on the internet they talk about bullies, the bullies of life. Now, you've got to learn you're going to come across some bullies. You're going to come across some people who just have a mean outlook on life, and they're mean toward people. I would tell you this, so you know, young people, sometimes mean people have probably had someone to be mean to them. You probably won't find a dog that's mean unless somebody's been mean to the dog. So that means if you want a little place in your heart for the mean people, you need to stop and realize probably somebody was mean to them. Can I tell you this also? Do you know there are some people that are mean people and they don't even know they're mean people? Right. They don't even realize how curt or harsh they are. And so there's some people that are hurtful in how they handle others and how they talk. some people will talk to you and they'll do it in a nice tone and there'll be kindness and you can tell. Other people could say the very same thing, but it's not with the same tone and it's not with the same tenderness. They could say the very same sentence, but it's just a look on their face and the way their voice goes up and down and there's a meanness about them. Let me tell you, God never intended for you or I to be mean or for us to be mean to each other, but you're going to come across mean people and you're going to have to learn how to live with some of it. I'm sorry. I wish I could make it all go away. But none of the negatives that I'm talking to you about tonight are going to go away until we get to heaven. When we get to heaven, everybody's going to act right. But until then, you've got to live in this world. And if you're going to live in this world, you're going to live with people. Some of you, someday, you're going to be a boss, and you're going to have people that have all these problems underneath you. You know what you got to learn to do? You got to figure out how to maneuver through it. You got to figure it out. Not only are there mean people, young people, I would recommend highly to you that you learn how to treat handicapped people properly. Handicapped people. There are people that are deaf, and they can't hear. There are people that are blind, and they can't see. There are people that use a wheelchair or a walker or a cane. Let me tell you right off the bat, you never tease them. You are not better than them. Matter of fact, if we really cared, we would be careful to help them, love them, and show them some dignity and respect. Do you know that most everybody that suffers with any kind of handicap, whether it's a physical disability or it's a mental disability, they didn't bring it upon themselves? There are people that they were born with an inability to hear. They were born that way. Do you know what that means? God must have known what was going on. For you to mock, tease, or hurt someone that has either a mental or a physical handicap is for you to mock God and what God has done. Learn how to be good to people like that. I joke about it. We have some parking spaces out in the parking lot, and they're reserved for the handicap. I say, if you are not handicapped and you park in one of the handicapped parking spots, we are going to help you to qualify to park in that spot the next time. Why? What are we saying? Don't do that. Don't park there. Be good to those people. And young people, all the way through life, all the way back in the Bible, there were people that had the handicaps of life. You say, well, they're not like me. Well, you're not like them. What makes you say that your situation is normal? You don't know that. So we've got to learn and we've got to develop skill with people. Let me tell you something about handicaps. Here's something you shouldn't do, young people. Don't stare at people with handicaps. You say, I was at the post office and there was a man there and he had a patch on one eye. He looked like a pirate. Okay, you seen the patch. Now don't stare at the patch. You say there was somebody that was in a wheelchair and their legs were all crippled up. Okay, you noticed it. Now the big thing you need to do, treat them as normal. Don't stare at that handicap. Why? Well, I'm sure they have a certain level of discomfort about it. And if you and I want to be good Christians, we need to learn skill around handicapped people. Here at our church, we're just in the development stage of a deaf ministry. That means as we begin to reach deaf people, they're going to come to our church and they're going to use sign language. You know what? Just treat them right and well and don't see it as an odd thing. Just be good to them. What are we talking about? We're talking about skill with people, getting along with people. So what do you and I have to do? We have to learn how to follow leaders. What do we have to do? We have to learn how to lead followers. We have to learn to deal with people when they're angry. We have to learn how to deal with proud people. And then we've got those that could be our enemies or somebody that's hurting. They could be retracted or they could maybe have a harsh attitude. Then there are stingy people that they don't care about you. They care about themselves. And then there's mean people and there's handicapped people. Hey, could I recommend that you learn how to treat your friends? Yes, your friends. If somebody is your friend, boy, what a wonderful thing. I'll be honest, I think most of the time people will get a few true blue Christian friends in life. The rest are kind of acquaintances. But good friends, those are hard to find. Now let me teach you something about friendship, young people, that's real important. And I know to young people, friendship is a big deal. But let me tell you the most important thing about friendship. It is not that somebody is your friend. The most important thing about friendship is that you are a good friend to somebody. Young people, let me tell you how to get your heart broken. Walk around hoping people are going to be your friend. You know what will happen? If they don't become your friend, you're going to be depressed. Here's what you can do. Decide that you'll be made happy by being a good friend instead of having a good friend. That way your emotions are not turned over to somebody else. You know what? If I decide I'm going to be Josiah's friend, I can decide that. But if he's not going to be mine, that's okay. I'm going to be his, and that's what will make me happy. If I'm going to be Jason's friend, I'll decide that. If I'm going to be Mike's friend, I can decide that. You know what? I think I'm going to have me some friend fun. Yeah, friend fun. Friend fun. I can have fun in friendship. Now, is that based on what you do for me? No. That's based on what I do for you. You know what? I can be your friend, and 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 I can be your friend. And if you're not my friend back, that's okay. I don't get my thrill out of you being my friend. I get my thrill out of me being your friend. And you can't stop me. And you can't keep me from being happy. And you can't keep me from smiling. And you can't keep me from enjoying it. I can do it without you. But where people make their mistake is they want someone to be their friend. Now, I'm not telling you it's bad if somebody's your friend. I'm just telling you what you've done then is you've turned your emotions over to them. And if they don't do for you what you want, now there's going to be disappointment. But if your thrill comes from giving rather than receiving, you're in charge of your own joy. That's what's important about friendship. What a friend we have in Jesus. Do you know he was your friend whether you were his or not? But God commendeth his love toward us and that Christ died for us. You know, he died for us in spite of us. He loved us. And that's the way you handle friendship. All the way through life. If you're having a rough day, stop and look at your relationship with God. Make sure it's where it ought to be. Then start looking at your relationship with people and work on that. And if you'll do that, you'll be far happier in life. You know what? Not only that. Not only do we have to learn to get along with leaders and followers and the angry and the proud and the enemy and the hurting and the stingy and the mean, the handicapped and friends. And I've just got a couple more, but let me tell you this. You need to learn how to get along with people that are different. They're different. There are people from, in America, there are people from different countries here. Learn how to get along. There are people that are different colors in America. Here at our church, we sing the song, red and yellow, black and white. They're all precious in His sight. But we believe it. And they are all precious in His sight. You need to learn how to get along with people of different colors. And you need to learn how to get along with people from different countries. You need to learn to get along with all different kinds of people. There are people that are taller than you and shorter than you and thinner than you, and there's more of them than there is of you. There are going to be people with blue eyes and green eyes and brown eyes, and there are people with all different colored eyes. They've got different colored hair. They may walk different than you, but you know what you need to learn to do. You got to learn to get along with people. Not only that, you're going to face this. You're going to have to figure this out. There are people that are very unforgiving in life. They're unforgiving. They don't forgive. you might accidentally or on purpose hurt someone someday, but they will not forgive. We call it holding a grudge. There are people like that. They won't forgive. They won't drop it. They won't let it be in the past. Now, let me recommend to you that you not be that way. And they're not like Jesus, because he's a forgiver. He's the great forgiver. But there are many people that won't forgive. And I'll tell you, but let me tell you what happens to people that don't forgive. The people that don't forgive, the people that won't let the past be in the past, they usually are hateful. They don't trust anybody. They get angry quickly. They believe everybody's out to hurt them, and that's not true. But you're going to have to learn to get along with people that won't forgive. So you say, what should I do? Be a forgiver. Again, if you forgiving me is going to make me happy, I could be in trouble, because I can't make you forgive me. But you know what I can do? I can make me forgive you. I can keep me right with you. Now, I can't keep you right with me. Now, what am I doing? I'm learning my skill with people. I want to keep me right. I got to keep me right with God. I've got to keep me right with you. So I want to have a right attitude toward you. But if you have a wrong attitude toward me, I don't like that and I don't want that. But I've got to have a right attitude toward you. So be careful. There are a lot of unforgiving people out there. Young people, the way you get married and have a happy marriage is you got to forgive. You got to forgive. If you don't, it won't work. You brothers, there are brothers and sisters. And I don't know who you are. Right now, in this church, you're upset at your brother or you're upset at your sister about something that they did. And you know what you need to learn to do? You need to learn to forgive. You need to forgive. And stop rethinking it and just forgive. Let me tell you, you're going to have to learn, young people, how to get along with lost people. Lost people do dumb things. Well, saved people do dumb things. But lost people act in ways and they behave in ways. I'll just tell you, lost people can do nasty things, vile things. But I have to tell you, lost people don't have Jesus to help them do right. Lost people are unsaved sinners. And unsaved sinners sin. When lost people are doing wrong, what I'd really love for you to, in your heart, do, say, you know what, I wish they'd get born again. If they could get saved, that could change their life. If they could get saved, Jesus could give them the strength to stop behaving that way. Listen, if you're not careful and you don't develop the right attitude toward lost people, you'll turn hateful and you'll want to give up on the human race. And there's only two kinds of people in this world: saved sinners and lost sinners. And if you're a saved sinner, you used to be a lost sinner. And you just need to remember that lost people behave like lost people. You'll be able to survive in this life if you'll get that. Let me give you two more things and I'm done. Young people, you got to learn how to get along with folks that are easily offended. Easily offended. If I had a bag of potato chips and I could pour them out on the platform, I would tell you there are some people who you feel like when you're around them, you're walking on potato chips. Or they used to call it walking on eggshells. You say, why? Because you don't want to crush it. But you know you're going to. Why? Because they're so delicate. They're so delicate. Now, there are people that get offended very easily. You say, I've seen some of them. You're going to have to learn how to get along with people that offend easily. We're not going to get rid of them. We're not. They're out there. And so what do? You say, well, they need to suck it up and become tough. Okay, they probably do, and they probably should, but I don't think you're the one that's going to teach it to them. You say, well, I'll just grow them. No, you probably won't. You'll end up with an enemy. You'll end up with a mess. You'll end up with a relationship chaos. You say, what do? I tell you what I do. If you offend easily, I'm careful with you. I've been doing that for years. When I sense you offend easily, I'm cautious around you. Why? I don't want to offend you. Now, I'm not talking about the preaching of the truth. I'm talking about our interaction. And every adult in here that's got any common sense would tell you, if people offend easily, I'm on guard not to offend them. Now, not everybody offends easily. There are some people, you can say what you will. I don't know, they're so dumb, they don't know what you just said. I'm not sure what causes it. But there are some people that take life quite well, and they're tough, and they always land on their feet. There are some that don't. Now, are the people that offend easily, are they still God's children? Yeah. If they're saved, they are. Are they still important to the church? Yeah. I think some people say, well, it's a good thing they moved on up the road. I'd rather they stay and us figure out how to get along with them. That's important. Let me say one more thing and I'm done. Here's something you'll have to work at. Everybody has to learn how to get along with people that can't get along with people. Hey, if you can get along with the one that gets along with everybody, so what? Everybody gets along with that one. The question is, can you get along with the one that is hard to get along with? Great people skill is not being able to get along with people that have great people skills. Great people skills is figuring out how to get along with the people with the poorest of people skills. There are some people, I wrote a book on the subject of how your people skills. I think in it I mentioned Mrs. Hart. If you know Marge Hart and you say, well, I get along with her great. Who doesn't? She is so pleasant. I mean, she's just such a pleasant person. So you say, I get along with her. Whoop-de-doo. Now, what we're talking about, can you get along with the church jerk? And every church has one. Can you get along with that calloused rejecter of people, the curt? Can you get along with that one? Now that's really telling you if you have skill with people. Because I'll tell you this, Jesus loves them all. I don't think he approves of all their behavior. I don't think he does that. But he loves them all. And folks, in a New Testament church, we're going to have all sorts of people. And they're at all different levels of growth in the Christian life. And if we were all just all cleaned up and we all had it together and everybody was the second coming of Jesus, it would be great. But that's not the case, is it? There are people that are short. There are people that are know-it-all. There are people that are at this level of growth and this level of growth. There are people that are angry. There are people that are hurt. There are people that could be easily offended. Say, what are we going to do? Have a New Testament church that's packed full of people. You say, how in the world can we do all this? That's why God put a Holy Spirit inside you. Because what you can't do in your flesh, you can do in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, when you're not getting along, you might want to check and see if you've been doing it on your own or if you've been doing it in the Spirit. You see, let me say to everybody, and I'm done, if you're going into a difficult situation with a difficult person, don't go into it in the flesh. Go into it in the Spirit. And the Spirit will chill you out. And you can go in under God's control. Going in under your control might not work, but under God's control it will.